This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just when you thought you'd heard it all, there's even more coming out of Uvalde, and the fact that now there's three different chances that could have been taken shots at the shooter that would have stopped him from shooting anybody in that school. And boy, that just ignites the anger even more for the parents in that community who are still caught up in how did this happen and what could have been done differently. In the meantime, some good news. There was a hero citizen, that's what they're being hailed as anyway, who stopped a mass shooting that was planned for Virginia July 4th, a big celebration, unlike what happened in Highland Park, just outside of Chicago. Hey, everybody, just a snapshot of what we're dealing with in America. I hope where you are, you're safe, sound, and enjoying maybe a short week coming off of a holiday week for most of us in some sort of way. Let's start with the good news before we dive into the even uglier parts of Uvalde about an officer who asked for permission to shoot the gunman before he entered the school, but says he didn't hear back in time. In this case, we're talking about one phone call that made a difference. One phone call that could have saved who knows how many lives, definitely preventing a potential mass shooting during July 4th and a big celebration in Richmond, Virginia. Here's what happened. The hero tipster, as they're being called, overheard a conversation that a mass shooting was being planned for a celebration at Dogwood Dell Amphitheater, and called that info into police on July 1st. So that amphitheater seats about 2,400 people. The same day as the tip came in, police went to the house at 1,000 block of Columbia Avenue, where they found the weapons and ammunition. In total, they found two assault rifles, one handgun, 223 rounds of ammunition at the house. A guy was arrested, and they put surveillance on a second person who was arrested on Tuesday. Both suspects have been charged with being non-citizens in possession of a firearm. What I love is that we're hearing this story and that the Richmond Police Chief, Gerald Smith, held a news conference to talk about it, to say, hey, here's what happened. They were planning to shoot up the 4th of July party. They knew what the intent was. They don't know what the motive was. And they found where they live, like I said, busted it up, all that kind of stuff. They're being held without bond in the Richmond City Jail. So quietly investigating and somebody calling that in made the difference. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI also got involved in the investigation. They didn't give any more details about it, but what a great thing that somebody heard that, because there comes Richmond, and then just 2 days later, you have the mass shooting that left seven dead and dozens injured during that Independence Parade in Highland Park, and just terrible, terrible carnage. And then, you know, it's that 6, 7, 8, I say 10 degrees of separation. How many people were affected by the people who were killed or even wounded in Illinois? Just absolutely terrible. But on the flip side of that, and it is absolutely terrible, there is an orphan child whose parents were killed in that Highland Park massacre. And I think because, I said this the other day, the nation, not just Illinois, we were so sickened by hearing of the details of what happened, and this couple in their 30s just taking the 2-year-old boy to the parade and boom, they're hit, they're dead. And the little boy, someone grabs the little boy, and now he's an orphan. So somebody put up an online fundraiser, and already $2.2 million raised in less than 24 hours. You think about this kid found right there at the scene, initially found underneath his father's dying body, is how they grabbed him and snatched him up. So this shows you the horror and the wanting to do something and wanting to give $5, $10, because so many of those donations were small donations. All right, the other thing that I think people are buzzing about, and here we start off again with shootings and the loss of life and just the terrible things that we're dealing with, that we're saying, oh, this is awful, and you know, it could happen anywhere, and here it is, this time it's a parade, is the story that comes out of Uvalde. If people there aren't furious enough by the misses and what happened, you have the story of now a Uvalde police officer who had a rifle, spotted the gunman outside of the elementary school, was ready to fire. He was ready, had the shot, could have taken the shot. He asked for permission to take the shot, but his supervisor either didn't hear him or responded too late. And by that time, of course, he had already gone in the building and he started to shoot. He went on to kill, as we know, 19 young students and two teachers inside a classroom before eventually they breached the classroom an hour later. Another officer with the school district's police department had sped through the school's parking lot while the gunman was there, but he didn't see him. That was just a tragedy of just not seeing the guy, you know, going through the parking lot and not catching him. But there were a series of missed opportunities, mistakes, all of them that if handled differently could have averted that tragedy. And that's part of a report from the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Center, where they're looking at this and they're trying to give responses as to what could have happened and made a big difference. You know, you had two unlocked doors, you had a lack of effective command, you had the positions of the officers inside, a loss of the momentum after they entered the building, and just, again, the assessment, looking at third-party video, body cameras, radio logs, verbal testimony from officers, and statements from investigators. There's more that will be released, but it's awful to hear that, okay, if only this happened. Oh, and if only this happened. And, oh, yeah, there was one other possibility, especially you think, oh, if he had taken the shot, because then that doesn't happen at all. He's nailed before he even gets into the school. And I'll tell you, I listened to the words from the Texas lieutenant governor who said the report corroborates earlier testimony from the Texas Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Stephen McCraw, and said that this new assessment was incredibly difficult for him to read. And I concur, because again, it throws more of that fuel out there of, wow, if only. All right, we've just gotten started here, barely scratched the surface, much more to come, including coming up this hour, Just the Facts and the Mailbag.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years. years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Run like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, a never spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping every minute of its day. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circle that you find in the windows of your mind.
As we continue to look at what really weighs heavy on us coming off of a holiday, and I said this in the previous show, you think of flags and 4th of July, and I mean, listen, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and I've said this before, I mean, to me, walking on the cobblestones and walking by Betsy Ross's house and the grave of Ben Franklin, and just really what history resonated with me, especially the whole idea of liberty. And I mean, how many times did I go by Independence Hall and go in Independence Hall, not just as a kid, but as an adult. And the whole idea of the flags flying, particularly on the 4th of July, and then seeing that the flags, of course, were at half mast. And why? Because of the Illinois shooting. And then the fact that the gunman who's been charged with the heinous crime apparently also was looking at going into Wisconsin and doing something similar in Wisconsin. And luckily, at least that part didn't take place, if there is anything to take away from that, because there's not much good that comes out of that. And it's about the motive and stopping these kinds of things from happening. We have over 300 mass shootings already, just 6 months into 2022, coming off of years of dealing with the pandemic and the nasty polarization of the country, the push-pull between neighbors and families, and all that we've, the heaviness that we've been dealing with, just really, really, really tough, I think, 6 months in specifically talking about that. So, of course, as a glass is half full person, I say this all the time. I mean, damn, I'm always fighting it, right? Because there's always that pull. But I hope many of you look for those moments. Look for the things that are really wonderful that are happening around us, not constantly being smashed with all that is awful and heavy, because I think it's just going to get worse. We have the midterm elections coming up. Politics has gotten even nastier. And what direction are we going in? And, you know, you look at these conversations about, well, Uvalde and then Illinois, what happened with the parade, and disgruntled young men, and they always seem to have the same, not necessarily MO, but similar backgrounds, at least some of them anyway. And you look at the arguments over guns and what could be done differently there, and, oh, well, mental health and poor money, more money into that. And as I said, you can money it up, but where is it specifically going that's going to stop somebody? That's why that story in Richmond was so good, because somebody heard something enough that they knew. Usually there's somebody bragging or talking about something they're going to do, and it could be a bunch of nonsense, but how many times does somebody overhear something and it's not nonsense, and or somebody's a friend of the friend that they say they're going off, they're doing this, and they stopped that from happening? Imagine that more of that could happen. That's one thing for sure. But, boy, you know, when you pull these apart and you turn them inside out and you try to figure out what should our response be, what can we do? I mean, sitting on our hands is not an option, but what can we do to change? What can we do to engage people in our communities? What is it that can happen that can perhaps stop some of what we're seeing? All right, the other thing on sort of a lighter side that is interesting is gas prices, of course. I mean, the pain at the pump and inflation and what you're paying when you go to the store for your groceries. I mean, this is hitting all of us, and it has been hitting all of us really a couple of months into 2022. So I was looking at California prices. And, you know, there's people listening to the show, KCAA, one of our great affiliates out there in Southern California, and some others in Northern California that are listening, and other spots too. I know you really are feeling it, because when you're talking about being in San Francisco or just outside of San Francisco and you're paying for regular $6.59, and imagine lots of people have SUVs, right? And so if you're going the Supreme route, you're like $6.89, almost $7 for a tank of gas. And then imagine, you know, it's how much to fill it up. Just do the math. Oh, almost $100, which is crazy, or over $100. And this is the thing that keeps people awake at night. Besides the rage over what we can't control with shootings and what can we do and figuring all that out, I think the other thing that really affects us and haunts us is, okay, how do we make things stretch, right? How do we figure out a way to scramble and be able to, especially if you have to go to work, how do you get to work on what you're making and
the prices are going up, 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 and just don't match it. That's the conversation I hear more than anything else. More than anything else is what do we need to do to bring prices down? And some of that is the supply chain. So much of it is the supply chain, and that is the leftovers, the gifts from, sadly, the whole coronavirus thing, because that started 2 years ago when we started to have shortages. And then it gets worse, and then Ukraine, throw that into the mix, it is part of it. So that dovetailed into what we're seeing. And then I was watching the fireworks show, the tail end of it anyway, the Macy's fireworks show in New York, and I thought, boy, this is a first. Macy's actually mentioned and put on the screen that they were looking for employees. Well, because, of course, I mean, they're paying for this extravagant show. They're hurting. They need people to come and work for them. I mean, have you ever seen so many places with help wanted signs on buses? I saw the other day, come drive our bus, $15 and benefits and sign-on bonuses. And this is like everywhere for all kinds of jobs, blue-collar jobs, white-collar jobs. And this, again, is all part of the problem of what restaurants are feeling, of what transportation is feeling, of what we're feeling. And that's going to last for at least 2023, and who knows, some economists are predicting 2024. So when we look at the coronavirus and where we are and variants, right, now they're talking about, because, of course, the troublesome part is summertime, and the hits just keep on coming, sadly, when it comes to Omicron strains. So just a couple weeks after BA2 became dominant in the U.S. and in a lot of other countries, there is this BA4 and BA5 that are starting to really show up in the U.S. in a lot of samples. In fact, more than 70% of the samples are these other new variants. And if you notice, more people, although luckily their symptoms are milder, are testing positive for COVID, and they can't go to XYZ ceremony, or they're sorry they can't join the party because blah, 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 they tested positive for COVID. Some people are testing positive for COVID more than once. Maybe it's their second time. Maybe it's their third time. I know somebody who's had it three times. The first two were rough. The third time, mild symptoms, but they were definitely positive and had it back out of a huge family wedding. So be diligent. If you're feeling the symptoms, get the test so you don't spread any of these variants if you have one of the nasty bugs anywhere else. Coming up next, your opinions on so much of what I've already talked about when we hit the mailroom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You- USA Radio News.
Four county judges in Texas have signed declarations of invasion, and they've called on Governor Greg Abbott to do the same in an effort to secure the Texas-Mexico border. In response, Abbott's press secretary told the Center Square, quote, all strategies remain on the table as Texas continues stepping up in the federal government's absence, unquote. Judges and sheriffs have praised the governor for supporting law enforcement efforts over the past year because of the Biden administration's open border policies. Hurricane Bonnie has weakened slightly after becoming the first major storm of the eastern Pacific season off southern Mexico, and it's not seen as a threat to land. Bonnie is moving farther away from Mexico's Pacific coast after crossing Central America over the weekend. The tropical storm from the Caribbean caused at least two deaths. This is USA Radio News. A pastor from Chicago's South Side called for justice in his violence-ridden community after support from politicians poured into the nearby suburb of Highland Park following the July 4th mass shooting. TJ Groom spoke to Fox News.
Me hearing about somebody getting shot is like a person hearing about a kid breaking an arm or falling off a bike. So this area is that bad.
Shootings in Chicago raged over the long holiday weekend, killing at least 10 and leaving 62 injured. 2021 marked the city's deadliest year in a quarter century. The U.S. government wants to simplify the student loan forgiveness process for defrauded students and make it easier for public servants to get the debt forgiveness, according to the Education Department on Wednesday. Reuters reported students who attended for-profit schools that lied or took advantage of them may be considered for debt cancellation as a group. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Talk about the mail. Oh, we didn't have to dig very far. I like to say that. Listen to the stampede. So we start with Doug, who is listening to us in Connecticut. He says, hey, Kate, I listen to you on 1490 every single night that I can get you. It just depends on if I have an early morning or not. It sickens me to say that now parades aren't safe for people. I mean, not that we didn't know that anywhere where you're open, you had to be diligent, but how can somebody be diligent when it's a lazy, fun July 4th small town celebration and you're taking your kids and grandparents and cousins and whoever else and you're lining a parade route? You're not thinking that this is the day that you're going to have to dodge bullets. Because the other chilling thing about this story is it's terrible, the people that were killed, no question, seven people. But how about the others who were wounded and listening to their stories of narrowly surviving and where they were hit and being in the hospital and having to get deep stitches and being grazed by bullets? And imagine the scars that that town will have forever. Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Right? I saw a story. It's interesting that you say that about what about the victims, you know, the other victims that were hit with bullets or grazed or whatever. There was a story in one of the British newspapers about a girl that was 18 that was at a couple near a couple of other mass shootings, but didn't, you know, wasn't hit, wasn't affected by them. And then here she was in her hometown, not even thinking anything about it, and she was running for her life and stood behind a cop ultimately, but had been, was bleeding. It was just terrible, blood everywhere. She had been grazed by a bullet in the face and went to the hospital, and they said, oh, she's lucky because the heat from the bullet cauterized somewhat her wound, and then they had to stitch it up. 18 years old. Hey, this one comes to us from Kim, and Kim says, wow, I'm just digesting all of the things we're hearing about Uvalde, Texas, that it wasn't just a insufficient police safety commander who blew it, Kate. It was more than that. There were moments where the guy with the gun didn't have to even get into the school, could have been taken out. If only the officer who had his sights on him and had a shot could have taken the shot but didn't get the go-ahead, or they didn't hear him, whatever the case is, that was a missed opportunity to prevent anybody from being killed at Uvalde. I can't imagine any parent or relative of one of those young children who died reading these stories about the possible misses, that they could have not had any of that happen. It still would have been a scary, frightening thing, but imagine if he was taken out before anybody was shot. Just terrible. But I think the investigation is needed, and they have to do something certainly there, but it's a good wake-up call for any other person in those positions, put in those positions where you must act and there must be policies in place so that nobody is caught sleeping on the job thinking that would never happen here. And I think that's part of the problem. You think it will never happen there, but wake up, America. It can happen anywhere. All right, so your last line, it can happen anywhere, hashtag, yep, it can happen anywhere. So I think it's not about being paranoid, ruining your life, but I think it's about being as diligent as you can. But, you know, these schools have drills. I have nieces and nephews who have gone through those drills in their younger years and every year that they've been in school. So, and schools have policies and whatnot. But I do think that there is that mindset that doesn't happen here. That happens in a bigger city. That happens in suburbs that are connected to big cities. It doesn't happen in the middle of nowhere in Texas. It doesn't happen to a town like ours. And there's the truth. It can happen. It can happen anywhere. Absolutely. All right, this one's from Joe. And Joe says, hi, Kate. I feel like I'm going to steal a phrase from you. You used to say this all the time. I'm going to lighten the load on you. I know you're a big tennis fan, and I'm wondering if you watched Rafa Nadal advance to yet another semifinal. Incredible, the American Taylor Fritz. I was all about watching him, but what an incredible match between the two of them. Again, knowing you're a tennis fan, what did you think? Yeah, how did you know that I saw that? You know what? I've seen him play in person. You've heard me broadcast from being fortunate enough to broadcast from New York or from the desert at Indian Wells. And, yeah, he really kind of outlasted Taylor Fritz, who it went to five sets and it went to a tiebreaker. It was a thriller. I mean, this was, you know, over 4 hours. You know, a good break from all of what we've been talking about, too. That's what I say sports is. when some people say, ah, sports, who cares, look what's happening in the world. Yeah, we need things to distract us, to make us happy, to give us a brain break. So this, it wasn't a brain break for either one of these two, though. I mean, that talk about intense pressure. But what I think is interesting is Fritz is a young American, and it's great to see, I mean, it had to be hard for him to lose that, but it's great to see an American get that close. And it's odd because he was on the brink of winning. He took a 5-4 lead in the fourth set, and then Rafa Nadal just came back and forced the fifth set, and it went down to the wire. So yes, it was wonderful to watch that, and good luck to Rafa Nadal as he continues on. One of the greatest tennis players of all time. I feel like I'm in the man cave instead of the mail room, but yeah. 22 times he's won a Grand Slam, and he holds the record. All right, how about this one from Hudson? I like that name, Hudson. And Hudson says, hi, Kate. You know, it's interesting that I'm watching my friends who really, really wanted to get back into an office now set up a serious office at their house. Now that we're coming through the weariness of COVID, there are more employers that are wishing, hoping, and wanting some kind of a hybrid thing where they'll have employees back in working spots in cubicles or some form of cubicles, but it's not really happening. I think a lot of people don't want to go back to the office if they don't have to, and who can blame anyone, for goodness sake, because gas alone would push you out of wanting to have to commute if your commute was anything over 10 minutes, for goodness sake. But I think sometimes when people work from home, they end up working out more for the company, even though the company might not think that. What do you think? I think it depends on the company, but I do agree that sometimes when somebody works from home, they end up working maybe too much, because there's like that blurry line between work and home. And it may be that some people think, oh, they're working from home, they can get away with anything, they're getting away with things, But sometimes it's not that at all, because they're getting phone calls at 9 o'clock at night. It seems like they're never off the clock, and what kind of work do they do? I guess it just depends on all that. What's the work that the person does? And I have two friends who are engineers, and they both work from home. They both work from home, and they feel like they work more hours, but that's what they do, and they like their job, and they have been at it for a long time, and they don't have to go into an office, and they don't really want to bring them back per se. And then I have a friend who is an admin, and she's with a big company and has people that work on her. They call them teams, work on her team. And same thing for her. She doesn't have to go into an office, and in a way they're saving money, but they're also debating wanting people to come back more, because are they missing, or people burned out, are they missing camaraderie, are they missing things that would make a difference with an office gelling? I mean, I guess that's the question. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Hal. Hi, Kate. I've emailed a couple of times. I've listened to the show probably 3 or 4 years now. Good job. I was reading the wonderful story about the foiled 4th of July mass shooting that could have happened in Richmond, Virginia. I think there's hope there, because maybe people who plan these things, if they're out on social media more and somebody recognizes it, maybe there are people that will make the phone calls and have authorities look at it and get them to stop them before they actually take action. Well, that's exactly what happened here. And that's the good news, right? Because we didn't have another parade mass shooting, thank goodness. All right, you can always email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
A Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts as we know them to be true, we think, right? Remember, there's never 100%. Now, these are just the facts. Here's the facts. Travelers are facing a spike in flight cancellations across all airlines. We know that, right? It's uncertain when you have these holiday plans. So think about the holidays that are coming up. And does it make you nervous to want to go somewhere on Thanksgiving, even Christmas? I mean, this is far into the future, right? And through the summer, it's supposed to be the worst. It's supposed to get better in the fall. Supposed to is the word. Right before the holiday last week, 2,000 flights were canceled on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday are big travel days. And other flights were canceled throughout the weekend. So what do you do when you see this spike? You buy an airline ticket. The expectation is I'm going to be able to get where I think I'm going, right? But you look at the cancellations, and they just keep going up and up and increasing. In fact, and this is just the facts, in January it really peaked with 33,000 cancellations in a single month. That's more than double 2019. So summer cancellations, even now we're through this holiday, are still, expected down the pike. Why? Because staffing is a big issue. The airlines are struggling to replace thousands of pilots who took buyouts in 2020 because the industry was what? Responding to the pandemic. So those pilots are out of the workforce. And then they have difficulty staffing the planes. They have to cancel flights when they don't have a crew. A lot of industry analysts are proposing easing the requirements for pilot certification, including the rule requiring 1,500 hours of flight time before piloting a commercial aircraft. I don't know, does that make you feel good? They had it there for a reason. 1,500 hours. Could we lower that just a little bit? Right? Wasn't there a bailout? There was a $54 billion pandemic bailout for the airline industry. What happened in between? So you look at this, and even last week, a Pennsylvania Senate candidate, John Fetterman, his name is, called on the White House to fine airlines $27,500, a very specific number, for every flight that's canceled due to known staffing shortages, saying that this is a way to hold the airlines accountable. Taxpayers save them, you know, with the bailouts. Now they got to hold up their end. I kind of like that, right? Where's the accountability? And some people, it depends on the airline, it depends on where you are, but I have friends that have been traveling a lot, and they say it just depends on where you are as to how quickly you can turn it around and get on another flight or another airline. And often you end up stranded wherever it is that you you know, wherever it is that you happen to be, because there is no these days out. I mean, they're already booked up, and I've said this before. That's one of the very, very big problems in all of this, because by the time you're in line, somebody else has been knocked off somewhere else, and it's too late, baby, because they've filled up the other airlines at the spot where you are. Maybe especially a regional airport, it's much more difficult. All right, how about this? You know, you think about 4th of July, the good parts of 4th of July, and you look at how much, you know, a cookout costs per person. Like, I'm wondering, did anybody have a cookout, and did you have enough food? Hey, this year we're all kicking in. It's bring your own and pay $5 entry to the family cookout. Seriously, the average per person cost of the cookouts that just were and future cookouts that are happening have been estimated to be for 10 people, is still under $7, right? So that you could, for less than $100, have a little cookout for that amount of people and be okay. Unless they're big eaters, and then you just tell them to go through a drive-thru on the way home. Look, if you need more food, just hit Mickey D's or someplace else, because we've only allotted $7 a person, because we heard it on America Tonight. $7, and we're sticking to that, and we don't have anything more after that. All right, this is interesting. This is really interesting, actually. Major League Baseball is getting robot umpires. Just the facts. It's true. It's going to happen. In 2024, why are they doing this? To make baseball move faster. So 2 years from now, in baseball stadiums around the United States, the umpire behind home plate might be a robot. They're going to introduce the robot umpires in the 2024 season. Rob Manfred, who's the Major League Baseball commissioner, definitely confirmed it this week. It's a way to speed up games. That's the whole idea. So the machine would call balls and strikes, and it's called the automated ball strike system. That's the technical term for the robot umpires. And they're, you know, of course, testing the system, working out any kinks, doing that all right now. And it's not quite what you think it is, though. I mean, there have been robot umpires that have been showing up at minor league games for the last couple of years, and the tech seems to work so far. This system was developed by a company called TrackMan. They build these sophisticated ball tracking techs for golfers, and it's simple what they're doing with baseball. The umpires slip a dedicated iPhone into their back pocket and an earbud into their ear, and the system signals ball or strike into the headphone after every pitch. So part of the goal has been to make the on-field product look the same, with umps making the calls, no robot standing behind the home plate. But it would be faster and more accurate. Wow, so they'd just be... they'd just be like the delivery system, though. like it's way different than the whole idea of arguing a lousy umpire. That lousy umpire, oh, that's right, he's got a robot umpire in his pocket that's making the calls. But it's supposed to be faster, and they're seeing that in the minor leagues. It's making it a lot faster. And I don't know that's going to end fan arguments, right? Because these other systems are in place. For example, in tennis, often they've replaced the lines people. Not at Wimbledon, they haven't done that, but at other tournaments, and the calls are made electronically, and still there's arguments over a ball that's called in or out, and we've seen that in soccer, too. So that, I think, still kind of happens, or would happen in baseball. I don't know that for sure, but so that's not just the facts, but I am thinking yes. All right, this is an interesting thing that I came across in I look at so many what I think are things that would fall into just the facts, and Verizon and AT&T have been raising prices on old plans. So I've had a lot of people grumbling to me about that. I hate AT&T. I hate Verizon because they want people to be on unlimited data plans, right? So that's the whole idea. Now, what is also interesting is T-Mobile. You watch their commercials, right? They haven't increased prices, and they point that out. Hey, we're not raising prices. Look what AT&T and Verizon, look what they're doing. Look at them making you pay more. So look, I mean, we're absorbing all of this. We're absorbing costs for fuel and food and now cellular costs. And that can be significant, too, when your plans shoot up $12, $15, $20. You're not happy, right? You think about making a jump. Maybe T-Mobile will get a lot of those people who were unhappy with AT&T and Verizon. Who knows? That's not a fact. I don't know that that'll happen, but I bet some will jump. All right, that's it for this hour of the show. Thanks to all of you for listening, tuning in. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.